into hour number four. Lindsey Williams is our guest. I want to state that I completely respect Lindsey Williams. He's a wonderful patriot, a wonderful pastor. His info has all proven out to be golden and on record. We know he was the chaplain. We know he was in the executive branch with Atlantic Richfield. And we know that what he says is true from hundreds of other sources. He's just an insider, so a window directly into those boardrooms. So I believe that he believes everything he's saying, and I believe this executive, you know, told him this, whether he's twisting or spinning or knows how influential Lindsey Williams is. Is he trying to plant this info with him? I doubt that, because Lindsey called him back and got this. This guy wasn't pushing it on Lindsey. So I think that's a key piece of info. So I believe he's been threatened. We all get threatened here, our families. Bob Chapman, myself, our families, our women, our children. I've just said, you know, I've already cast my die. I'm going all the way. But I understand what Lindsey's doing. He's put his info out. You know, he's older. He doesn't want his wife and the family getting murdered. And I hate to even have to bring these things up, but that's obviously what's happened. Lindsey, the point is, you know, they bought up the refineries to stop other wildcats from bringing oil and gas in. And that's come out even in the Associated Press, something you talked about years ago, you know, then materialized 5 years after I heard you talk about it. So I really respect and believe what you're saying, that at least they're talking about this. I think what Bob Chapman's saying is the pipelines aren't done in the stands. Even the ships couldn't bring in what they need. It would take about a year or two to build more pipelines out of Alaska. I know that could drive it down to $50 a barrel. So that's very doable. And now we know the key here, that you're saying he didn't really say when. So it could be 2-3 years out, like Bob's saying. Some people were representing this as if it was in 6 months, a year. Lindsey Williams.
Alex, when I give you the two oil fields that they plan to open up, you'll understand that this is so bizarre and so far-fetched from anything that you and I have thought of, until it's literally going to blow your mind. I said, how are you going to bring this to $50 a barrel? Now, forget about America. Forget about Alaska. Forget about our oil fields. They have no intentions in opening up any of them. He said, we're going to open up an oil field in Indonesia, already known, already ready to go. You don't know about it. They haven't announced it to the world yet. And he said, we're going to open up one north of Russia, flood the world with cheap crude oil,
okay,
bring the price to $50 a barrel. Now,
well,
Alex, that was 7 weeks ago, but watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday of last week, July the 24th, 2008, verify this with Dr. Stan when he comes on the next hour, because this will literally send cold chills up and down your spine. Mind you, this man told me this 7 weeks ago, and on Thursday of last week, Fox News came out with the headline story of 8 oil field north of Russia, identical same spot that this man told me.
And you were saying this, what you
times
went
bigger than Saudi Arabia, 90 billion barrels.
And you went public, a week or so before all this happened?
I went public a week before it all happened, and when Dr. Stan had me on his program last Friday, he was almost shaking. You could hear his voice on the air.
Okay,
saying,
Lindsey,
you were told this 7 weeks ago, and they announced it yesterday.
Okay, let me bring Bob Chapman in. Do they have the pipelines in Russia and in Indonesia to cause something like that to happen, and how do they get past there not being refinery capacity for that, Bob?
I just don't know. I don't know, but I have to assume that even if they're in operating areas, it's still going to take a while. But and we don't know when they are going to announce this, when they're going to start this. And so we have to decide, you know, what the timing is. And
I can give you the timing if you'd like.
Pardon me?
I can give you the timing if you wish.
Oh, well, please do that.
Now, first thing he said was $50 a barrel. The second thing he said was the two places they're going to open them. That is going to plunge the price of crude oil all over the world for $50 a barrel. And the reason they're doing it is the next question I ask him. I said, why are you doing this? This is what will startle the world, and you can take it to the bank. The reason that Dr. Stan said on his program on Friday, he said, the reason, Lindsey, that I can believe this now is because he said, you told me this 7 weeks ago.
No, I know. Stay there. I know. We're going to have him on. Stay there. Here we go. We're going to talk behind the scenes.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want Lindsey Williams to recap their master plan, what the big oil baron told him they're planning to do. And again, Lindsey's only had accurate info in the past. He was the chaplain for the executives up there when they found the giant oil reserves in Alaska. He's been exposing it, talking about it. He's been threatened, but he's still coming on air to discuss it. But Bob Chapman, any other questions or comments you've got here for Lindsey Williams?
No, I think that we know the groundwork. And my synopsis from a research point of view and a psychopolitical warfare point of view, it differs from what the gentleman he talked to said. But then again, I'm not on the inside. Maybe this gentleman is. But I see a lessening of problems with Iran. There's been negotiations going on with them for 2 years, and I think that they're soon going to come to an agreement, and I see more problems in other areas of the world. As far as flooding the market with oil, it's possible, maybe even probable. I think there's a time element that'll be attached to it, like we discussed earlier in the program. And so I think it could be down the line a ways. And I think in the absence of warfare in the Middle East, that oil probably wouldn't go much higher. And on the other hand, Lindsey believes that through his contact that oil will go substantially higher because, to put it in my parlance, the Middle East is going to become a free fire zone. And that's possible, but I don't believe that's going to happen. I disagree with his fellow that he's talking to, but then again, he's on the inside. But, you know, I've been studying this for 50 years, so, and I have got a pretty good track record.
Well, regardless, so. All the policies show and the trend shows the dollar going down, and what would a flooding of the market do? Because a jacking of the oil up hurts the dollar, bringing it down to a mid-level helps the dollar, but plunging it, doesn't that too hurt the dollar?
Well, I think one would offset the other. And I think that people have got to look at the underlying reason why the dollar is weak. And it's not because of oil prices. It's cause and effect. And the effect is high oil prices and food prices and prices for other things.
And that's not changing in the next 3 years. Okay.
No, because they can't change the system, because if they don't create money and credit and that continues to devalue the dollar, then there will be still upward pressure normally on oil, because it's reflected they want to make up for what they're losing. And it's a hard combination, but...
But if they devalued oil, that would then take the pressure off the dollar.
Only to an extent, because these people at the Federal Reserve continue to increase the supply of money and credit by 15% to 18% a month, and they're not the only ones doing it.
Okay, theinternationalforecaster.com. Thank you for spending time with us. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay.
There goes Bob Chapman. Okay, I wanted to bring him in just to get a different perspective in this. Lindsay, you have the floor. All the issues, recap the master plan, what this executive told you. Let us in on it.
I can tell you only what he told me. Exactly how it's going to play out, I'm quite sure Bob Chapman is much more knowledgeable on that than I. And for the past 35 years, as all of you know, all I have done is told what I have been told at different times by the elite. And so far, I cannot take any credit for it being true. It's only true because of the providence of God, in that I was allowed to know these people and have been in touch with some of them from time to time. As a result, they have told me some things. They haven't told me all things. They've told me some things. And as a result, I have been willing to give it out to the world, just as you have done a marvelous job of giving out what you have known, Alex. So from this point on, I will try my best to tell you what this man indicated to me. First of all, $50 a barrel. Secondly, how is he going to do it? Or how are they going to do it? Mind you, these people do exist. This is an agenda, not a conspiracy. I'm sorry, folks, beg me. I ask you, listen, these people, they control the world. They know what they're doing. So anyway, he said, we're going to open up an oil field in Indonesia, north of Russia, flood the world with oil. I gathered from what he said, even though he wouldn't admit to it. I talked about war with Iran. Now, I have been under the impression for a long time that there would probably be a war with Iran. I'm gathering from what he said that the best way to destroy them, because right now our president couldn't go to war with Iran. The college students of America wouldn't stand for a draft. The monetary system is in such shabby shape until there's no way. And what he indicated was that they're basically going to financially break them, take it to $50 a barrel, put the Arabs back to roaming the deserts riding camels. That beautiful five-star city over there of Dubai, what's it going to turn out to be? It'll probably turn out to be a ghost town, and they're going to turn around and build new cultures as they have done for the past 75 to 100 years in the past. They're going to, and this is what's so startling, Alex. Oh, it scares me to even think about it. We're going to have to compete with Russia again. We're going to have another Cold War, because here, as was announced by Fox News on last Thursday, Russia now, being equal with Saudi Arabian oil output, whenever they can produce 8 times more than in Saudi Arabia, 90 billion barrels of recoverable oil announced officially by the Coastal and Geodetic Service of the USGS and Fox News on last Thursday, this is going to make Russia one of the major contenders of the world, both financially in oil. We're going to have another great Cold War. They're going to turn around, destroy the Middle East culture, utterly decimate it, and build new cultures in Indonesia and Russia. And this, to me, is so startling. I hate to even think about what could take place. Now, the CEO of ExxonMobil, and you go back up and look this up for yourself, said on May the 3rd of 08, he said, quote, crude oil should be $50 a barrel. Now, that was May the 3rd of 08. How did he know that? How did the man that called me know it? Why did they both have the identical same figure? The reason they did, because both of them know the same boardrooms behind the same closed doors, and they know exactly what it is that they plan to do. Then, oh, my goodness, Alex, I hope, I don't know how to even reckon this. Then he said to me, he said, Chaplain Williams, he said, John McCain is our man. He went from, it was rather odd how he went from subject to subject, because he was very friendly and talkative with me. And he said, John McCain is our man. And at that point, oh my goodness, my mind was running so fast. And I thought to myself, what are they going to do? Now, he didn't say that they were going to bring crude oil to $50 a barrel before the election. He did not say that. I asked him and he wouldn't admit it. He wouldn't say it. They're going to do something, I gather, just before the election to be assured that their man gets in office. And he said, whatever it takes, we will try everything possible to see to it that he gets into office. And John McCain is their man, for what it's worth. Why? And I'm not saying who I'm for or who I'm against. I'm just saying that's what the man said. Then I asked him the question, in light of all of this, $50 a barrel oil, you're going to open up these two major oil fields. These countries will become rich and great as the Arabs are today. You're going to totally decimate the Arabs. You're going to put them back into nomads roaming the deserts riding camels. You're going to change the whole world around and make Russia a great power again. I said, what can the United States of America expect at this point? And I'm going to try my best to tell you exactly what he said. He said, Lindsay, the United States of America is going to see a financial collapse that is going to be so great that it will take years for it to come out of it. Now, please note these words, because over the next 15 minutes, he talked with me for about an hour and 15 minutes, and when he finished, oh, that last 15 minutes, he kept saying it over and over and over. He repeated it. It is going to take years for the United States of America to come out of this. And I asked him the question. I said, are you talking about a 1929 depression? He wouldn't admit to that. He would not say that. He said, I am saying that America is going to see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years for it to come out of it. Now, there are a lot of things that we could read between the lines in all of this. I've tried my best to tell you just what I think, to the best of my knowledge, may look like, but I've told you exactly to the best that I could what they have planned. And with these things in light, I decided that I had to tell the American people what I know.
Even though you're
under... And as a result, have been willing to appear on a few radio talk shows here in Yon, and have just finished producing a DVD entitled The Next 12 Months. I decided I had to give it out and give the basic points and then let you go from there as to what you think. So we've just completed this past week a DVD approximately an hour long entitled The Next 12 Months. Now, I had to do something else also. In order to even have an Energy Non-Crisis DVD, which I've had for years in my book Energy Non-Crisis, we had to go back and take certain things out of it. And you'll know whenever you look at the new 2008 version of my Energy Non-Crisis DVD, you'll know what it is that I can't talk about anymore, because you'll notice those things missing. But the other things we left in, and he told me very upfront.
Why are they saying it's okay for you to say one area but not the other?
Oh, very easily. And here's the reason why, Alex. They have no intentions whatsoever of allowing any American oil fields to be produced. Alaska, that huge oil field up in Montana, the one in Utah, they have no intentions of allowing any of this to be developed. America is going to be kept dependent on foreign oil. And what I say in my book about Alaskan oil and the things that you've
heard...
Stay there.
We got a break. We're going to talk behind scenes. But bottom line, they build up Russia and China, give them unlimited oil, turn us off, we're totally in debt, we implode, third world police state. We'll get your take on that summation right now.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Ted Anderson from Midas, July 28, 2008, gold, $929.40. Ounce gold coins could be purchased for $956.15, $470.90 for half, $235.45 for quarter. That's $956.15, $470.90, and $230.45. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Dr. Stan Monteith joins us for the next 35 minutes that we have left in live airtime. Syndicated radio talk show host, medical doctor, expert on every facet of the New World Order. He broadcasts himself 5 hours a day. And last time I checked, it may be more or less now. And he is on, isn't it close to 100 stations total around the country, Dr. Monteith?
Well, we have 65 outlets, but some of those, 63 outlets, I think, and some of them are shortwave, some are internet, some are...
Well, I know they go up and down from time to time. You have been 100 affiliates, because I remember that number before.
Right. Well, no, I wish I had that many affiliates.
Okay, so it's 63.
Anyway, I'm happy to have what we have, and because we need to get the people to understand what you talk about, what I talk about. And
well, that's about how many affiliates we have, but that's just amazing, Dr. Monteith. We've got Lindsey Williams on. He's been laying this out. He told you about this long before he went public in the last 2 weeks, and then now so much of what he's already saying is manifesting. You've got the floor. In a nutshell, tell us what we're dealing here with the information being brought forward by Lindsey Williams.
Well, the only thing I really have to contribute is the fact that probably about 7 weeks ago, 7 or 8 weeks ago, I called Lindsey after he'd taken his website down. I think it was probably about 7 weeks ago, and I said, Lindsey, Arena, what happened? And he told me about his experience, which he shared with you, being told that he was not to be allowed to bring out certain facts about the things he'd been talking about in the past. But he told me that he had talked to this very high official in the British Petroleum, who had basically told him what the future held and the fact that the price of oil was going to come down, that they were going to announce that they had these large oil deposits, one in Indonesia and this other one not off close to Russia, somewhere in the Arctic Circle. He didn't mention Arctic Circle, but close to Russia. And you know, and of course, what was amazing was that these things are coming to pass. It was, you know, about 2 weeks ago that the price of oil started to fall. In many areas now, the price of gasoline is less than $3 a gallon. But the most significant thing was, and I will have to admit, Alex, when I heard the report that the U.S. Geological Survey had announced that they had 90 billions of oil up above the Arctic Circle, and of course Russia and the U.S. were going to be competing for it, why it sent a chill down my spine. Obviously, what Lindsey was told is true, and of course, I mean, this is truly prophetic, but of course, along with that comes the prediction that there are going to be terrible cataclysmic financial situation in America. And one of the things Lindsey told me was that when he asked what was going to happen to America, he was told there are going to be very terrible and difficult times for the American people. Well, I've already felt that, but hearing this confirmed by somebody in a key position, one of those people who rules the world or knows the people who rules the world, I think gives tremendous credence to what Lindsey has said. So, you know, I feel very privileged to be playing a little small part in this, only, if nothing else, to verify what Lindsey is saying.
Lindsey, your comments on what Dr. Monteith is saying.
Well, as I said a few moments ago, the first person I called after this oil person called me was Dr. Stan, because I admire his wisdom so much, his age and his Christian background. Dr. Stan, it's a privilege. It's by the providence of God that you're on this program today, because when Alex producer called and asked me to be on, he said, did you know that Dr. Stan Monteith was asked to be on today? So I know that it's the providence of God that you and I both are here at the same time so that you can verify these things. I likewise was just as startled when I heard them all. And as a result, it's a privilege to be able to tell the American people what the elitists have planned. And Alex, I need to say to your audience again, folks, listen to everything Alex Jones says. Sometimes you may think it sounds a little outlandish, but he hasn't missed it, and he's right on. There is a conspiracy. I mean, there is not a conspiracy. There is an agenda, and these people do exist, just like you've heard Alex say. So even though I may not be on the radio every day because I don't have my own show, you listen to everything Alex Jones says and Dr. Stan Monteith says, because they have been trying to tell you this for years.
Well, people are finally waking up. The big, gigantic liberal website, Daily Kos, one of their top writers, is in a huge report admitting there's a world government, a new world order, that it owns both parties, that they're basically eugenicists. And Dr. Monteith, are you seeing the same thing, that there is a huge awakening taking place right now?
I'm sure there is. I think more and more people are beginning to be hit by the declining economy, and they're seeing the value of their currency and their life savings are being eroded. I think we're just on the brink of a great awakening across America.
We're going to talk about that, Doc, when we get back. We're going to take this three-minute break, and we'll be right back to both of you on the other side. Understand, Monty, Lindsey Williams, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Shut up. The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom.
That is Jimmy Vaughn, fellow patriot. You can hear the whole Shackles on Me just by Googling it.
I sat down with Big Brother.
Watched Jimmy play at the Texas Independence Day rally we had against the North American Union last year. We're going to go back to Lindsey Williams and Utter Monteith for the balance of the radio show. I do want to tell the listeners about a few of our sponsors that make this radio show possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. That's the website for the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. I don't know, what's 27, 28 years. I've gotten storable foods from them four times. It's freeze-dried and dehydrated. That means a lot of food fits in very small containers, lasts more than 10 years in climate-controlled areas, 10 years in non-climate-controlled areas. And you can give them a call and get a free brochure of all the high-quality non-GMO foods they have. 1-800-409-5633 with food prices exploding. They're only going to go up. It's important to have storable foods because that's the number one way governments control you in the dangerous times we're going into. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Also, I'd known about this for about 10 years, but I thought, hey, this is great. We've got one in the office. Let's get them as a sponsor. And we did. They're Cola Blue. And ColaBlue.com is the website, ECOLOBlue.com. Big banner up on InfoWars.com. ColaBlue.com. Atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. I know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours, 7.5 gallons. In the desert, it does about half of that. Low operating cost. On average, it costs about 12 cents a gallon. The generated water is passed through five filters, included reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use, great tasting, pure H2O, exactly what the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Natural pH. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you can give them a call at 1-866-585-4044, 1-866-585-4044, or colorblue.com. Again, a banner on InfoWars.com. And in closing, be sure and visit the InfoWars.com online video and bookstore for the scores of different titles, videos, and books we carry, including my 19 films, the newest one, Truth Rising and Endgame. Going back to Lindsay Williams and Dr. Stan Monteith, looking at what this is going to affect the United States and how the globalists are planning to bring in their New World Order with this information you're bringing forward here, Lindsay, and I wish you weren't a credible source. I wish this wasn't true. I mean, I wish that you hadn't been told this. I mean, it could be disinfo. I tend to doubt it. It seems to actually fit into everything we're looking at here. But how did he say anything else? Any other tidbits this executive that you knew back when you were there with the oil company in Alaska told you? And then any other key points that you and Dr. Monteith want to cover? You guys have the floor.
This will have a major impact on America. The one thing that he did say, which I noticed that I haven't said yet, was he said the huge oil field in Indonesia and the one north of Russia, he said, we know known reserves are there. There are more than all of the Middle East combined. Now, please note this. All of the Middle East combined. Take Saudi Arabia, take Iran, Iraq, take Dubai, Arab Emirates, all of the Middle East. Put them together. And these two oil fields have more oil in them. Now, this was alluded to by the Coastal and Geodetic Service on Fox News on Thursday of this past week. One of the oil fields, they haven't announced the next one yet. This means then that no American oil fields will be open. This is going to affect the economy in that Alaskan oil is not going to be released. We'll not get the monetary advantage of being able to produce from our own fields. We will still be kept dependent on foreign oil. They have no intentions in allowing other methods of transportation to be developed. I say this so emphatically because I have seen it not from what this gentleman said, but from what I have seen. All of these other little things, from ethanol to you name it, these things are just kind of little piddly sidelines with them. They know exactly that they have no intentions in allowing any of this to be increased or built in America. So I would urge you folks, and here again, I don't want to have to sound like I'm on a soapbox, but I beg of you, please, the number is 800-321-2900. I have stuck my neck out. I've tried every way possible to put in only what would keep me out of trouble. The next 12 months, what you should look forward to, mark it on your calendar, watch it happen. And I beg of you to get all of my 8 DVDs. I'll give you a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis. We only have 600 left, and when they're gone forever. I understand Google is selling it for, $1,900? Because there are no more Energy Non-Crisis books out there. I'll give you one as a gift with my 8th set of DVDs. You can get my new Energy Non-Crisis DVD, and the next 12 months, the number is 800-321-2900. Now, why do I say all this? Folks, I beg of you, set your house in order. You need to listen to what Alex, he had some wonderful products advertised there just a moment ago that you need. If ever you got things ready, do it now. And the first thing to do, and you'll have to bear with me, you know, I've been a minister for 50 years. Set your spiritual house in order. For goodness sakes, read your Bible and get right with Jesus Christ. know that your salvation is settled, that your house is on a solid rock and not on sinking sand. And I try to bring all of this out in my new DVD, the next 12 months. I bring out not just the things that this man told me that we can expect, but I go into the background, the ramifications of it, the little details, how you set your house in spiritual order, plant a garden this spring, get out of debt, listen to the buzzwords of the elitist, because they do have their own moral code. Believe me, these people are not totally immoral people. They have a moral code. They're required by their moral code to tell you in advance of what they're going to do.
Exactly. That's their Illuminati system. Stop right there, Dr. Monteith and Lindsay Williams, because I just want to bring up a point here. You can see them gearing up for the martial law. You can see the police state preparations everywhere as they announce, oh, the National Guard's going to be in Denver. Oh, the National Guard's going to be in Chicago confiscating guns, you know, on NBC News. Oh, it's for your safety. We can see them building up for this collapse, and we better get the word out to everybody of who's behind it so people don't go along with Barack Obama or John McCain or George Bush. They're just puppets. We have to have the revelation of understanding right now, or they're going to be able to take us into the next level of all of this control. Dr. Monteith, your comments on what's being discussed here.
Well, you know, there are a lot of things. Why won't they develop, you know, or let us develop the oil resources that we have, those that Lindsay has talked about in Alaska, certainly the Bakken oil, shale oil, something like 400 billion barrels of oil there, according to the governor of Montana. In fact, there was a fellow named Dr. Price who was writing about this in 2000. He worked for the Geological Survey, and just before he got the report finished, he just up and died. And of course, this report has been repressed ever since then. 400 billion barrels of oil, and the governor of Montana has used that figure, and you can Google that in if you want to check it out. Saudi Arabia only has about 230 billion. And Kristen's question is, why won't they let us develop our own oil resources? Well, there is a plan, and that is to redistribute the wealth of the American people. We're putting out over $300 billion a year for an oil. We're importing about 12 million barrels of oil every day. We're consuming about, well, we were consuming 20.5 billion. We're down to about 19.7 billion. Actually, oil use is, is declining here in the United States since the price of oil began to rise. Now, it'll probably go back up again as the price falls. Why are they going to lower the price of oil? Well, first of all, because the Bilderbergers ordered it. You go back and you read about what happened at the last Bilderberger meeting, or...
Yeah, they had a shift and said that this is waking the people up too fast. We might want to cut back on prices.
You may very well be right. I mean, but the other thing, the other reason I think they want to cut the price of oil is they've done this repeatedly before.
They go up and down.
And they did it in the early 1980s. And you say, why would they possibly lower the price of oil intentionally? Well, very simply, because that way you get a bit of competition. And there were a lot of people in the 1982, 83, 84 who were out there, you know, they were wildcatters. They were trying to develop oil on their own. And, of course, to me, they might have a few million dollars. And, of course, they dropped the price down to $10 a barrel, as they did, and they just bankrupted them.
Well, that's happened over and over again. They jack up oil prices for a while, and then they lower it again. They admit it's come out in their own documents to bankrupt all of their competition. This is what I want to do for the last 15 minutes we have. I want to give the number out to listeners, but specifically only for Lindsay Williams and Dr. Stan Monteith on energy, on oil, on the issues we've been talking about in the last hour. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and specifically on this issue, and we'll go to your calls here in just a few minutes. Dr. Monteith, the gear-up of the police state, what do you think they're gearing it up for?
Well, I think they want to take away our freedom. You know, it is the most amazing thing, Alex, and I know you're aware of this, but maybe your listeners are not, but this housing bill they passed last week, well, to help, you know, the people who are losing their homes, what does it include? Why, everybody working for the mortgage industry is going to have to be fingerprinted. How many people in the listening audience believe that the reason we have a housing crisis is because the people who work in the housing industry and the financial industry aren't fingerprinted? And then the other thing was, as an adjunct, as part of this legislation, all of the records of everything you purchased with a credit card will now be sent to the Internal Revenue Service. How many people think that we had a housing crisis because the IRS didn't have a record of everything you buy? I mean, this is the most incredible thing, how they create these crises, and then they use them as a cover to collect these dossiers on American citizens. You're absolutely right, Alex. They are planning on a dictatorship in America. I know you've probably seen that clip of the film from the Iran-Contra hearings where Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to bring out the fact that there's a plan. He's asking Oliver North about the plan, you know, to suspend the Constitution and put people in concentration camps.
And now we're alive when all of this is coming to fruition. We're now all the globalist setups, all their global manipulations to bring in this world government, to bring down the U.S. We are now to make China and Russia the new powerhouses. We are now here at that point. What would you say, Dr. Monteith, Pastor Williams, what would you say to the police and military right now who are finally listening to us and finally realize just how real all this is?
Well, I would say, first, your loyalty is to the Constitution, not to the people in positions of command. And when push comes to shove and when they try to declare this dictatorship, which they will do under one guise or another, you're going to have to decide where your loyalty is. I hope it will be with the Constitution and with the American people, and not with the elitists who control our military and control the reins of power. And through federal extension of gifts to the local police force, now we have, in many instances, a federal militarized local police force that's under the control of the federal government. What we need to do is take America back.
Alex, I've done some investigations since I was contacted a few weeks ago. I am amazed. I can't give their names because I'm not allowed to. I wish I could name over the air, which I won't, the number of top oil company officials that I knew when I was in Prudhoe Bay on the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline that have moved to a safe haven. I know where they are. I have been able to make contact.
Cook Islands, New Zealand.
Amazed how they've moved out of certain spots.
Hold on, let me ask you. Cook Islands, New Zealand, Switzerland?
They've gone to some safe spots in America. Many of them have moved to Alaska and gotten back out away from all of it.
Montana. Well, all I know is that a lot of the rich people I know have been leaving the last 3 years. Dick Cheney buying a house in Dubai. Blackwater moving offshore, Halliburton to Dubai. But you're saying Dubai is going to be even worse.
They're making preparations for themselves, and you can be assured that they know what's in the wind.
Okay, let's take a call. Al in Los Angeles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I was wondering, where is it that you can find that specific phrase, North American Union?
Oh, well, it's in Council on Foreign Relations documents where they talk about North American integration. We've got Vicente Fox on video. We Are Change interviewed him. It's actually in the extras it's in the film, in Truth Rising. We say, you want to set up a North American Union, right? That's the plan. He says, yes, that's what we want. It's in Council on Foreign Relations, published books. Going back 50 years. The New York Times has reported on the plan to set that up. I mean, Dr. Monteith, you want to comment on this?
Well, the Council on Foreign Relations published a book called Building a North American Community. And they actually published it. I purchased it from them. And this is what they want, a North American community, a North American Union. It is simply part of a master plan. First of all, to unite Europe and then to unite North America and South America and Africa and Asia and the Asian Rim countries, they know exactly what they're doing.
And they always deny that there's going to be a North American Union or there's going to be an Asian Union or an African Union or a Mediterranean Union or a European Union. I mean, they just last year had the 50th anniversary of the Treaty of Rome, okay, in Europe, 50 years of the European Union. But they officially told everybody in Europe it didn't start until 2000. So they, in their SPP documents, September 23rd, 2006, the Judicial Watch sued and got the first item on the agenda, and this is, by the way, an endgame, is keeping it secret. Okay, does that answer your question, Al?
Yeah, I was just also wondering if you could put that up in your famous quote section on your website.
You know, we've posted all the articles and everything else 100 times. I don't have the staff to We need to get a bigger internet staff. I'm planning on trying to hire some more web people. I mean, you have no idea. I'm not whining. I'm literally working constantly. I was here at midnight last night. It's Dr. Monty, if you want to comment.
Well, I know how hard you work, Alex, and the people out there have to understand that all of us here in the Patriot Movement have limited funds, and you just need a lot more help, and I appreciate everything you do. I know how hard you work. I know my poor wife, everybody, is the bulwark of what we do. She works 12 to 14 hours a day just to raise the funds. We don't get a cent out of this. We do it because we're trying to save America.
Yeah, and I mean, we just I've posted the info over and over and over again, had guests on over and over and over again, and we do need to make sections that are easier with the basics, but it's all there. We can't direct you to all of it. Thank you for the call. We're going to skip this break for InfoWars.com stream listeners. I got to do this now more and more because this info is too important, too powerful. So when the podcast, everything goes out, you'll be able to hear what's behind the scenes. Also, PrisonPlanet.tv members are watching us live on the web. And the final segment is also straight ahead. I thought we'd play that Walter Cronkite clip where he talks about how much he loves the devil and the world government. John?
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and breadlines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and Prison Planet. Join the InfoWar today.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
The world government is real. The new world order is real. Their dark armies are real. And all of us face them. Stop living in denial. The enemy is before you. Hordes of evil. Their flags. The skull and crossbones. The pyramid fly in your face. Arise. Arise and face evil. Prepare yourselves. Protect your family. Police, military, join us. Under the white banner, against tyranny, now, or lose your immortal soul. Final segment with Lindsay Williams and, of course, Dr. Stan Monteith. I wanted to go to Arian in Holland and then let them have closing comments briefly. Arian in Holland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alex. This is from Holland, the first state, one of the three first states of the European Union. And I've got two quick things for just to throw in the basket. I'm a Christian myself, and I am a strong believer of prophecy, and I've been exposed right now to the $50 per barrel news, and I had 1 hour to think about it, and the more I think about it, the more prophecy starts to fill in and take places, with Russia taking, you know, becoming a much larger portion and getting a much larger portion of oil, and the effect also that says in prophecy, you know, don't harm the oil. In Revelations it says, don't harm the oil. And I differ with Dr. Bob Chapman about the attack on Iran.
I hear you. You think it's on. We got to jump. Call me back tomorrow. Everybody else, Jay David. Gentlemen, this was too important. Can I get both of you back on tomorrow for another hour to flesh this out and take people's comments and questions? Dr. Monteith and Lindsay Williams.
I'm always available for you.
Okay, let's check schedules here on air, worldwide transmission right now. Lindsay Williams, when is it a good time for you tomorrow?
This same time tomorrow is fine. You name the time.
Okay, how about 1:30 Central Time tomorrow, sir?
How about West Coast time?
That would be
11:30. 10:30.
You know what? I'm going to have my producer.
11:30, right?
I'm going to have my producer call you both in about 2 minutes, and we'll set it up. Okay?
Okay, fine.
Thank you, gentlemen. Because we also have Webster Tarpley tomorrow for 2 hours, but we'll get them all in. Retransmission on the internet. AM and FM will be back tomorrow, or when it rebroadcasts later. But internet, it all restarts right now at one place, Infowars.com, on the streams right there. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.